Hello and welcome to the Technology Usage Podcast. My name is Juan Manuel Vallejo,
Gabriel Manjarres,
and Martín Rosas.
And today we will present the best podcast ever. In this segment, we will talk about the technology usage.
The three most important things in which people use technology,
and the dangerous things that are in social media and can affect the kids.
So, let's start.
What could we do without technology? Have you asked that question to yourself? Well, I will tell to you how important is technology in these centuries. Nowadays, technology has become to something so important for our daily life, because now it's not only a luxurious want, it's also a need of the world of today. It helps us in a lot of things that is very well known by people. Some of them are these three and the most important for us. Out the door are the communication. That without technology, communication will still be boring, slow, and unadvanced. That will never evolve. Luckily, now we don't need to deal with this problem. The next one is learning. In the past, the most of the people couldn't study or even just learn things they want. But nowadays, thanks to technology, they can. And finally, entertainment. This is nowadays the things in which people most invest money, in video games.
As Gabriel said, technology nowadays has turned almost into a need. But is it something that we should learn to use? Technology, as cell phones and computers, is very well known in the world of today, but not everyone knows how to use it. It is important that we learn how to apply it on our lives, use it as a tool, and most importantly, how to avoid its dangers, or else we will be caught up in the middle of a problem. Unlike many other tools, the technology is way more advanced and addictive. It is important that we learn how to regulate our screen time, deal with the urge of always using our devices, and try to do every activity in real life without our cell phone. We should care for our health. Many times our cell phone can damage our eyes, brain, and our ears. While listening to music, we shouldn't listen to it very loud. And we shouldn't use headphones as they are placed in front of our ears, damaging our hearing. We should be careful with the people we meet on the internet and the sites we visit. There's a lot of bad people on the web. Many of them have terrible intentions and usually take advantage of others. Don't be dumb, don't communicate with people you don't know, and avoid sharing your personal information with them. You should also take care of what you visit, install, or use online, as you could get hacked. A hacking is very dangerous, as you can get your information stolen, and even be watched by another person that connects to your device camera. Take care with what we do online and avoid things that seem dangerous.
As my friend Gabriel and Juan Manuel say, nowadays we spend a lot of time on social media, apps and digital platforms. We share photos, opinions, locations, and personal moments without thinking too much about the consequences. But have we ever stopped to think about who can actually see that information? Many times we believe that only our friends can see what we post, but the reality is that in different companies, strangers and even people with bad intentions can access our data if we are not careful. Also, many apps collect personal information and use it for commercial purposes. The problem is that many young people are not aware of how valuable their privacy is. We accept terms and conditions without reading them, use weak passwords, and share personal information without thinking about the risks. That is why it is important to act more responsible. We should protect our accounts with strong passwords, check our privacy settings, and think before posting anything online. Technology is an amazing tool that connects us with the whole world, but we must use it wisely and responsibly. In conclusion, protecting our privacy is not an option. It is a necessity. Our digital future depends on the decisions we make today.
Okay, so hello. In here we are with my teacher Luanda. Luanda, what do you think about technology nowadays and how this have become an addiction to the kids?
Well, I think technology has been managed very poorly by younger people, especially because, like you said, they have become addicted in a lot of ways to just using technology to think for them, to use technology in a way where they are losing their ability to be creative thinkers and critical thinkers.
What dangers does the kids in the modern life have in the social media with?
Ooh, a lack of privacy. They definitely have a lack of privacy where they can be more vulnerable online, and that also makes them more insecure in person.
Okay, thank you, Luanda.
So in conclusion, technology is not bad. It's in the way it is used. So if you use it correctly, there will not be a lot of problems. Instead, it will be very useful for all the things it can help you or that you need for your daily life.